Daniel X with Commander Q.
36 XU e fica vendo aqui.
Yes, Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
You drive, I'll take care of tolls. Stuff this back in your pocket.
Yeah, I guess you got it right.
I'm going to see how this sounds on the speakers. This machine is fat as hell. It was worth $74 to buy it. It shows the battery level. Hello? Shows the battery. I think if I talk too close, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't work. This is strange. It seems to keep going on and off. I wonder if I talk too close, it dies. Does it die if I talk too close? Does it just sound weird? No, it sounds okay. Alright. How strange. The machines act strange. People get nervous. People definitely get nervous. Testing. Testing again. Testing. Testing. This must be really annoying to listen to. Testing. And the microphone's in a different place. Isn't that weird? All right. Testing. That's all right. Saturday, September 23rd, 2000, 4:11 p.m., driving along, what'd you call this, Interstate 90? Yeah. Is this an interstate? Interstate 90, bound from Boston toward Connecticut. We'll be getting off onto Interstate 84 at some point. Does it keep doing this? This is really annoying. Looks like it cuts out. Testing. Driving along Interstate 84. This is really, really annoying. If it's real. Testing. Say testing.
Testing.
Thank you. Okay, no more disturbing the driver with weird requests. Okay, so we're driving along Interstate 90. It's now 4:14 p.m. Grab that. I have Yoshi's wallet and our toll ticket in hand. We're driving this really huge red truck. What kind of brand is this?
Ford Pickup 250.
It's a Ford Pickup 250. It's like the Canyonero in The Simpsons. Canyonero! There's one great line in that song. It goes, "Unexplained fires are a matter for the courts." Heading down to Roma Restaurant in New Britain, Connecticut for the 75th Jellicle Guild meeting. Since last we attempted to Since last we attempted to have a meeting there, in the spring, they removed the large screen TV that was in the back, and they no longer have the semi-live entertainment, which consisted of a man with a guitar singing to a tape recorder, singing with the accompaniment of a tape player. And singing really crappy songs, too. Okay, I think this recorder is working okay. It just seems to, it sounds weird. Anyway, they don't have the live entertainment anymore, and, they don't have the large screen TV in the back, but they've added a pool table. Alright, I've determined, as annoying as it sounds, that the when I'm talking to this machine, yeah, it does have seem to have some kind of weird problem with it. Anyway, they put a pool table where the back room tables were, and that's really aggravating as hell. Testing.
With last, I stopped.
At the stop and shop?
No, shop was found in Framingham, the
smallest
outlet.
Yeah, that's possible. Testing.
30 miles to go,
38
miles to go.
Right on.
Oh, good, they have Dunkin' Donuts too.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you.
promise to come.
Hey, I'm there about 15 days, please. Yeah. That's the regular. Yeah.
Testing. Testing. Maybe it's the motion of the car. Maybe it's the way I talk. No, it's definitely this recorder.
Oh boy.
It's definitely this recorder. Is this recording? I'm now not listening on the headphones. Curious to find out what it sounds like if I have the headphones off. I'm going to count to 20. What? Did you win? Is this the Olympic game?
Yeah.
You have to pick the sport and the team, USA usually. Partisan. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. What does this machine not respond to? Why does it cut out at odd moments? What is it responding to? What is it that it doesn't like? If I talk like this, is it better? Okay, I'm going to talk into this machine again. I'm going to talk continuously using long words such as expedition and short words such as at, trying to determine if it's the headphone that is cutting out or if it's the recorder itself. For I'm very curious to know if the machine is at fault, if the headphones are at fault, if it's the recording mechanism. What could it be? When one listens to oneself talking into a Walkman, listens to on the headphones to what's being said into the microphone, one can generally hear a continuous flow of sound being recorded, even if it's just the sound of traveling air. But what is happening with this machine, so it appears, is that inexplicably and seemingly randomly, it is cutting out, such as there's a noticeable drop in the volume on the headphones. It cuts out to dead silence for just a moment, and then it returns almost as quickly as it cuts out. But there is a moment of silence, of non-recorded silence, non-recording silence. So that's what I'm curious to know about. Now I'm going to see how it went. Doesn't seem to be a problem when the setting is not on headphone but on speaker. So perhaps that's the problem. There's a problem with the headphones? Possibly. But apparently the recording mechanism is fine otherwise. Now I'm going to try recording, not wearing the headphones, but with the headphone button, with the recording option on headphone. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Using long words like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and short words like bump, wondering what will happen next. Will it sound fine? Will it not sound fine? Curiosity rises high. And the answer to the question is, it seemed to record fine that time as well. So, I don't know what the answer is, basically. Very strange. More later. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing.
Testing, testing, testing.
Testing, 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 testing. 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 This records in stereo.
Well, it's the sink then.
It's peculiar. You've got two speakers. The last of love. That was a little bit of the live signal of Within's Within, Scenes from the Psychedelic Revolution with Soulard. It's Sunday, August 25th, 2000, 5:40 p.m. I've been on the air since 5:15, playing Grateful Dead's Terrapin Station. My background music is Moby. Former name Moby. His released Songs, which is a compilation, 1993 to 1998. And so far, so good. Except that I was late. But it's going. VCR is going. Tape deck is going. All is going. It's all well. This thing's going, at least for the moment, and I'm going to try and have a good show. And this is Voice Journal, Volume 41. More later.
36X with Commander Q.
36X with Commander Q.
36X Commander Q.
And spirit and all radio,
I'm going to go to the next one.
8:57 p.m. I've just left the Mullen T stop and I'm walking on Commercial Street, I think. I'm approaching the intersection of Commercial and Charles. Mullen, Mass. Tonight I spent from 6:20 till about 8:20 in Cambridge and then in Boston looking for a place to write and sit. And I found none to my liking. Started at Harvard Square. Then I went to, took the train to Park Street in Boston. Beacon Hill, North End, Faneuil Hall. The only business I went into is an ice cream place at Quincy Market. I bought a $4.50 ice cream cone. Wasn't worth $4.50. But sometimes ice cream, I go through periods when ice cream is a comfort. Got on a very crowded train at State. Got off at Mullen. Tight-dressed woman. Black dress. Wonderful curves. Long reddish hair. Was walking away, and I almost followed her. And I didn't veer, actually, for my path. What would I have said to her? I'd like to sit and look at you. I'd like to talk to you. I'm lonely as fucking shit. I work an evil, boring job. I talk to semi-real girls on the computer all day. I'm aching. I'm soul to bones. For a female company. I'm sure that would have gone over really well. This girl I talked to on AOL Instant Messenger on the computer. Well, it's as close as you can get to a telephone call with text. You're sending messages. It's instant dialogue between two people. It's text telephone. I suppose that it's really what deaf people have been using for years. I guess. Though, yours probably wasn't quite as technologically savvy, or not advanced, sexy, whatever you want to say. I mean, it's pretty fucking amazing, in truth. I talked to this girl, Laura Channing, who lives in Long Island. I only know her email address and her AOL screen name. I've seen her picture. I don't even know what town she lives in. I don't know her phone number. I talk to her day after day after day. We've known each other since early August, which means just about 2 months. We were on the Lens In chat room most of that time, and now AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, AIM. It's called I Am. She's going to be in Boston on Saturday when it seems like I'm going to be in New York City. But I really don't know if I'm going to be in New York City. It's a long trip. I had a lot of weekends of trips. Kind of tired of trips. To see Sector 9 playing Friday night in Boston, Saturday night in New York. If I go see them Friday night, I'll be home really late. And it'll be hard to turn around and then try to get to New York, which is a 6-hour trip. Knowing that I'll be up real late because they're playing at the Wetlands Preserve, which is a bar that is open till 4 a.m. and I guess they'll be playing real late, and then to leave to get home in order to do my radio show. It all sums to a stressful weekend of travel, or a fun weekend of travel if I could look at it that way. But I think of Laura being here and it really just bugs the hell out of me, and yet she's coming here to visit people, and there's no way that I'll see her. No way I'll see her in any kind of way that I'd want to. If I go to New York, I might see Larla and Bastion, two of the people I traveled with to Big Cyprus last December. End of last December. Larla goes to Sarah Lawrence College in Bronxville, New York, and Bastion, I don't know. He was an itinerant kid. When I knew him, he didn't have a home. But he'll be visiting her, apparently. Sarah Lawrence College is a girls' school. Girls' college. Women's college. Well, it sounds like it'll cost a lot of money. It could be fun. I don't know. For this woman thing, I can be relatively happy right now. Last Saturday night, I was talking to Jerry after the Jellicoeville meeting, and I'm gonna check something. I hear a buzz. I wonder if that buzz is being recorded. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to try recording with the volume setting all the way down to see if the buzz remains. Or if the buzz is the machine picking up the sound of its own humming. Check that now. Apparently no difference. Ain't hum, one way or the other. I didn't write tonight, at least yet. This bothers me. I had no obligations. When I got off of work, though, I was really, really tired. And I think that I was disoriented for a long time. I didn't want to go to an old place. I couldn't find a new place. I really looked. I really did. And I had no luck. I guess I was looking for what is called a coffee house. But they don't really have those here. I don't know if they have them anywhere. But I think they do. I mean, Curious Liquids was a coffee house. And the two places in Davis Square are coffee houses. Liberty Cafe was a coffee house in Central Square, Cafe Liberty. They do exist. It is a kind of a place. Starbucks is a coffee house. But overall, I couldn't find anything. I spent $4.50 on an ice cream cone. I could have gone to a number of different places and probably spent the same amount of money. Probably gotten more than an ice cream cone for that $4.50. But I was looking for a place to be comfortable. Now the funny thing is, the most comfort I had occurred just before the ice cream cone, when I ended up in the reconfigured bathroom, men's room of the Quincy Market. Sitting there in a stall reading Heretics of Dune. And then after the ice cream cone, after I purchased it, I sat on a bench outside and ate it. and I didn't write anything or read anything. I just sat there and watched. I watched girls as I usually do. I watched them with guys. I wondered why him and not me. I wonder why me. Why not me? A lot. And I don't know the answer. I don't think I've ever known the answer. It's ridiculous to be 36 and not know the answer. But I think there are a lot of people who don't know the answer. Crossing Canal and Medford Streets. Corner. Canal and Medford Streets. And into Bellbrook Cemetery. I like to get home by 10 these days to watch Star Trek Next Generation. I'm going to be home by 9:20. I listened to most of my radio show between yesterday and today. My sound collages are good. I mean, I have good equipment, and I guess I have a good ear for what's interesting and different. You have to mix good stuff. You have to mix stuff that coalesces and contrasts well. And then, I build on that. My writing, poetry was, but it could be prose, especially mine. I like this machine, or at least I'm getting used to it. Hello, spirits. Let's follow the woman tonight. With unknown intent, I almost followed a woman. I don't think it means much. Overall, I think it means I'm tired. I think it means I'm horny. I think it means I feel hopeless. But it's disturbing anyway. And I didn't actually do it. But I thought about it. That was enough. Some kind of strange searchlight crossing the sky. I wonder what its source is. I can't imagine. I'm tired, spirits. I'm going to try and get more work done, but I'm really, really tired. Only Monday. The thought of the trip this weekend, which should be a thing keeping me going, it's just all I think is more. That's what I think more. The most delicious thought is sleep, which is not a good thought. I mean, not like I'm thinking it. I can't continue to be alone most of the time. I can't continue to have mostly online interactions. Something has to give. I just feel like I'm fraying. I've been fraying for a while, and the fray is starting to become something. Bellark Cemetery, it's so silent here. Will there ever be a daughter to listen to this, or a son, or both? For a moment, think, yes. I've thought this before, and occasionally with this machine and its kin running. I'd say to you that the more you go against norm, not because you want to, but because you have to, perhaps because circumstance has led you into a position where you can no longer go back, and so you have to continue on, the more you do this, the harder it will be. Unless you find people, environment, and activities to support yourself, you can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. Too often these days I'm doing it alone. I can't even communicate my need to the people that I would communicate it to. I suppose they have their own struggles. I guess I think of mine as nobler. Some of them. Because some of them are on other people's behalves, not my own. And I see the people around me, even the good ones, mostly struggling on their own behalf. But that's an ungenerous thought. I'm going to cut out here. Later. Peace, love, and art. Peace, love, and art. At all costs. Out. It's Tuesday. September 26, 2000, 11:11 p.m., Newman Road Bed, Malden, Mass. Doing my best to work on going to sleep earlier. I find that coming home near 10, watching Star Trek Next Generation and then turning TV off and concluding everything I'm doing, I can usually pull it off by 11:15. Tonight was a good night. Sorry. Today was painless. Except for, part with Laura Channing. That was hard. I wrote her an email tonight. I know that she went to see the Mets play the Braves at Chase Stadium in New York. I know the Mets lost 7-1. And the weather wasn't too great. It was rainy. But they played a full 9 innings. Anyway, sent her a short email saying sorry. Tonight I wrote, I worked on New Rich America's story. Things change. And eggs end. It was good. I cracked 10 pages. But as good as a Tuesday gets. Really. Lunchtime, I went to Arsenal Pizza, tuna sub, cherry coke, Heretics of Dune, same table, same people, everything the same, very good, great comfort going there. Tonight I looked over the Seneca 42 material, and I sent Barbara an email about it, and I updated through September 10th, the Within's Within radio show playlists. I'm going to post those on Sunday when I go in. Maybe I might even get to type up the 12th show before then. It's a good 12th show. I don't know about me and Laura. I don't think that there's a chance anything's going to happen between us. But I don't know, really. I do know that I'm tired of going to the same fucking job I don't like and being in the same building I don't like and using the steadiness of this job. It's only worth doing. It's only worth being there for the paycheck and for the leaping off point it can be to other things. So, in any event, I guess I'm going to hit it now. No more to say, really. Okay, it's Wednesday, September 27th, 2000, 9:53 p.m., walking along Canal Street, Malden, Mass. Okay, so I love Laura Channing, but I'm not in love with her. You can't be in love with someone you've never met. It's foolish to be in love with someone who doesn't return that kind of love. Better move my emotions from it all for just a moment. truth of the matter is that... Oh, damn it. Sorry, book bag fighting me. The truth is I want to be in love with her more than I am in love with her. It's a useless situation. One more. In the series of useless online crushes that I've had, going back now to July of 99. Honestly, Seward, when are you going to learn? It doesn't work online. Friendship does, romance doesn't. And I keep thinking I can jury-rig it. And I can't. I have no faith in myself in person. And yet in person is the only way that people really meet and fall in love. So, I'm sorry. But, I'm wrong again. So often. And so she'll become one more of the many girls online that is fond of me. And that... will enjoy my attention sometimes. More often. But... no romance, again. Strike 14. How many strikes do I get? I guess an infinite number. Crossing Redford and Canal Streets, corner off. To Bellrock Cemetery, no rain tonight. Lara's at her Mets game, I hope. They're doing better than they were last night. They lost to Atlanta. I really tried. But, you know... test this machine to see if it's recording properly. Seems to be. The battery's getting low. Anyway, I guess I thought a battery's right there because you can't make something run that runs on batteries run if the batteries are dead. True? I think so. Often. At least the way things usually are. I seem to come over and over into the same thing. Two things. The more rare of the two is friends who want to have sex but aren't in love with me. Or who over the course of time aren't in love with me. But if I'm appealing. And the other kind is girls I develop crushes on who want to be friends so much. But not a least thing more. Meanwhile, I read about Rebecca, who's both friend, lover, mate, wife, muse. and fictional. Spirits, at least I'm trying to see the light tonight. Right, much. Back out of bad situations that just make everybody uncomfortable. Again and again and again and again and again. Leaning against tall, strong, wise, silent, and beautiful tree. Star Trek Next Generation is on. I'm going to miss the opening teaser. But nothing more than that. Alright. I guess that's it for now. Today started out so shitty. Woke up late. Took a bus. Stupid idea. Made things worse. Two trains made things even worse. Ended up with a cab. Cabby was polite. It cost me $13. They worked out. Tonight I wrote poem 31 of 36 Nocturnes Series 2. Good, I think. I don't really know. Oh, I didn't turn this off. I thought I did. Tree! Two little trees. Well, little comparatively. And I always say hello to them. They're so cute. Yes, the same thing seems to have going, even though I thought I was turning it out. Off. Yeah, so the day began really shitty and got better, and I think it's okay now. I just have to focus on going to sleep at 11. I'm in love with no one. I'm in love with everyone. But mainly, there's no more name. Liz's name has been, I don't know, not X'd off, just relegated to a different place. The name. I don't know. I don't know who or where or when she is. I don't. But I must be still hopeful. I don't know why.
X with Commander Q.
37 with Commander Q.
37 Commander Q.
And spirit and all ready. What guest join against the world?
36 with Commander
Q.
Thank you.
Holy cow, what was that? It was like the last 3 minutes of this 15-minute jazz epic. I don't know what that was, but I'm glad I recorded a piece of it. I'm gonna find the whole thing. Good golly. Same day, 3:35 p.m. Same location.
Alright, it's, Monday, March 28th, 2022. 4:09 p.m. Walking down Newman Road, Milhurst, Massachusetts. Battery seems to be okay. Brad Meldow was the name of the jazz guy who I heard on the radio, whose piece I was so fond of that I had to record a bit of it on this tape recorder. And album called Highway Rider from 2010. Quite a good album, quite long, an hour and 45 minutes, but quite good. It was a fun find. So, my thoughts were not directed for one obligatory reason or another, are completely on writing Bags and News, and I even thought if I take this walk today, maybe I'll just focus on that pretty much entirely. So I finished, I've now finished 13 issues of the new Bags and News story. And I'm into some kind of home stretch. I started the
the next issue is actually a double issue, and by date it's the last two Saturdays of 2021. But I don't think that I don't think it's going to be sufficient in length for what I want, and so I'm already planning a triple issue to follow that, which will be dated, I suppose, early January. I can't suppose that for sure. But anyhow, I've gotten Algernon Beagle and his traveling friends to the Thought Police Festival in Fleestock, to the talent show, talent and hidden talent show. They're going to be at the talent show for a while at the Thought Police Third Mega Festival in Fleestock in the Great Clearing. And they have a circuit of things at the festival. It's an accumulation of past events at the festival. I drew a map in one of my notebooks, and it's a map I may redraw again for further use, but it essentially outlines the festival by way of its different components. There's a stage at one end, a big classic stage, and then there's two littler stages that are part of the talent show in particular that is new to this year. There's a patch of mushrooms, there's a kettle for rutabaga soup. There's an area where the art exhibition that was part of one of the festivals, those pictures are going to be on display. There's a White Birch Arts Cafe that's now associated with the festival, that's new as well. And so, in some, it's some new things and some old things. And interestingly, one of the old things has gotten a new little twist to it. There's a clearing near the Great. There's a smaller clearing near the Great Clearing, where is the model of the six islands of the Mithapia, and it's a miniature, so it's small. But it turns out that festival goers can enter the model and this size down to it, and visit the model islands. I haven't gone too much into that except for one Creature Tale story in which two of the characters ended up in a hut, and it seems like this hut that can only be entered by a peculiar way, but once you enter it, it's dark and seems empty, but when the door closes behind you, it's sort of a question-answering hut of sorts, which is interesting. So that the Paul Islands, I don't when they were in the originally in the Rutabaga Festival, they were there for a different reason, and so this is a new reason to be at them. And it's like what I decided was that events and things, and which is certainly an interesting approach. I had to research everything, and then I had to map it all out, and It's part and parcel of the current Great Grand Graded narrative. Gerger Burton for friendly, because I wanted the festival to be where the six brothers, on their way, on their unique individual ways to the Apes Beach of Many Worlds, where they're going to reunite, I wanted them to all pass through the festival. And so I had to kind of map out what they might see there and how each of them might probably definitely follow a different route through the festival circuit of events and features, and then continue along their way to Apes Beach. So it all kind of added up well in that sense. There have been 10 years of festivals, and it's kind of an honoring of that. The concept grew from very simple to much more complex, but this one I decided just to make sure I included everything in one way or another. So the idea after the double issue is that essentially Algernon Beagle and his friends explore the festival and have different experiences, but then some of his friends stay around for different reasons, and he continues along. I believe he continues along with Autumn, the brother Harrow, of course, that's his story's brother, and I think also Memphis Bear, who's driving the bike wagon in which they've been riding. I think those three will continue along. I don't know if any others will, but that's sort of what I've got so far. And then the triple issue has to do with traveling beyond the festival on route to the Apes Beach, and I don't know exactly the scope of it. I know where, what I'm calling the first half or part one of all these stories, they arrive at Apes Beach. I don't know what along the way will occur once it's just the three of them traveling. I have this feeling that there's going to be more of the remembering some things theme happening in this story, and I'm essentially giving myself wide latitude to whatever this might be. I'm not trying to pack it into the double issue that would be what 15 issues concludes with. It just goes longer. I think by the time I get to these later issues of a run, I've got so many balls I'm juggling in the air, and I'm wanting to bring everything to a good place, a good conclusion. And so they just have to go long. They're not intended to be longer than they are. A Bagman issue is a handwritten issue, 10 pages long, 8 pages of text and 2 pages of back matter. Letters to the editor, game page, learning words. So it's like 5 sheets on both sides, adding up to 10 pages. Excuse me, adding up to, 10 pages. And then a double issue is essentially twice that length. But what I found in recent years is that the double issues, when I do them, are not, they're 20, 30, 40 pages. Last year, the triple issue that included that run was, it was 66 sheets, so it was 132 pages. So that's what I was going with. Apparently the wind is going to have an effect on the quality of my recording here. Test if I'm holding it away from where I see the wind is. I suppose so. So I'm writing this really long story that I'd like to write to its conclusion, knowing that it's intentionally the first half of the story, of all the pieces of the first half. But I'm also I've also got the concern of I got many musics to write, and I plan to write many musics for the April Cenacle work upon which is going to start happening next week, beginning April. I somehow have this idea that I can produce with all the collaborators a whole issue, and I don't know if that's really that's like cutting it really down close to the bone, but at the same time what it means is that other writings have to necessarily pause. So since this Bags End story isn't going into this new Cenacle, the Bags End story is going into this new Cenacle for 2015, I feel like I've got to finish it and debut it, and then move along to other pieces that are going to go in the issue. Cassie started typing the dream wraps that are going to go into the issue for Notes from Rewind, the annual appearance of dream wraps in the April issue. That going back, I think, to 2014, every April. She found a transcription tool online that I suggested to her that seems to like it will help in the effort. Hello. Yeah. And then the press history needs time that I either will give it or not give it, but if I don't give it, I'll just fall further behind if I do. And it's always a struggle. Also this week I'm going to work for planning, team planning, and also for classes in biology, which I think will be since I don't have any biology in my knowledge, very, very little. I don't understand the basics. And I think that is a genuine problem. I think getting that down would make understanding more complicated things a lot easier. Of course, that is probably obvious, but I think some things you can pick up you can kind of intuit the basics and then pick up more hard things along the way, maybe some mentalities are like that or something, but mine for biology is not. Even though that'll be time spent doing that, I think it'll be time well spent. And I'm gonna put on my old student guys that I wore for up until 99. Basically, I was in school from whatever, 1970, 1999, 30 years, with a few years off, but mostly not. And I haven't been in school in 20 plus years. So, but I still remember how to do it. You take notes, you listen, you ask questions, rinse and repeat over and over again. So it's critical that the time I have with this work after I punch out at the end of the day, it's critical that I just write. It's like I have enough notes in hand, and I have enough momentum, but the key, utterly key thing is doing it. Mapping out the time and doing it. And that said, I wanted to get this walk in, and that is what's that? And now I'll ride back to the walk. And more later. It's Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. At 2:48 p.m. I'm walking on Newman Road Elkhurst, Massachusetts. I'm not walking in the usual direction, or for the usual purpose, or really at the usual time of day, because I'm bound for my dentist appointment, which I decided I'm going to walk to in the downtown. And talk about my teeth for the next 12 minutes as I walk rapidly to be on time. So I don't think throughout my whole growing up, I do not remember seeing a dentist even once. I really don't. And I think my mother probably had the idea that until you get your adult teeth, your baby teeth don't matter and you don't really need to go to a dentist regarding them. And then probably was seen as an unnecessary expenditure of money to go later. So there was that. Actually had a tooth break from an incident with a crabapple that a kid in my childhood neighborhood threw at me. It was a tooth that eventually had to be pulled right in the front of my mouth, but it was kind of crowding up the front anyway. I never got anything like braces or anything for my teeth. Nothing close to anything like that. And I really didn't take care of them for a lot of years. And then finally, when I was living with Cassie out in Portland, Oregon, it was around 2008 when I first started dealing with them. I went to a nice family dentist. Hold on. And I had I had to do a lot of deep work because my teeth were not in very good shape. The funny thing about them is that they're strong. I mean, they held up over all those years of poor care, but everything wears out, falls apart eventually, especially if you don't do any caring for it. And it's teeth are organic things, they're not made of steel or nothing. So that was when my teeth started getting proper care, and took them a while to get them into anything close to reasonable order, but they did. And thereafter I started going to dentists on a regular basis, especially when I was diagnosed with diabetes type 2, because seems to be a concern about dental care, and that condition and the possibility that the poor care of teeth can lead to, for a person with diabetes too, can lead to really unpleasant things, bad health things. So for the next, 8 years, it was just a matter of care, cleaning, improvement. Then in 2016, on the weekend after Trump was elected, Cassie and I were in New York City, as we had an annual trip there for a while in the fall. We haven't done that, I think, since 2017. But we went a number of years running, and that particular year, sitting in a park, bound for a museum, I fell over a weirdly shaped bench, kind of a tapering to the ground bench, and the end result was that one of my upper front teeth just got banged so hard, so close to being knocked out, that it had to be pulled, and now I have an artificial one in there. And so there's that. And that's pretty much the only event since. I'm always unnerved going to the dentist for my cleaning. I guess once a year it's a full examination, but it's like 4 times a year, and I try real hard in between with all sorts of implements and things, but I always just have the paranoia that just goes with me when I get closer and closer, and I just worry that I haven't done enough, I'm going to have problems. And I never assume that a good visit in one instance means a good one in the next instance. It's just silly to assume that because it's an ongoing thing. Teeth don't take care of themselves. They don't do that at all. There's nothing that you can do to take care of them ongoingly, every day. And if you miss a day, you just drug yourself back up and resume the next day. And you make sure you don't miss too many days either. So, I'm bound for my dentist. The dentistry that used to be owned by a different guy, and now it's owned by, I believe, a woman dentist. And they're very friendly there. And I missed a couple of visits during COVID, which is not good. I had to catch up from that. But I've been every 3 months ever since. Last four or five quarters, haven't missed one. And I haven't recorded an entry in his voice journal while going to the dentist, and I'll probably record one about coming back as well. But I figured, why not do that? It also helps me to pass the time. My appointment's in 4 minutes at 3 o'clock. And I'm roughly 4 minutes away. I'm going to be smart and include this entry here and just walk flat out the rest of the way. I think it's about a block and a half, so I should be there pretty close on time. But anyway, that is the story of up to the moment. Add to that story chapter. Alright, it's 4:06 p.m. Walking back from the dentist now. God, it's just like an hour, but it's just the most excruciating hour every 3 months. And my teeth were my lower front teeth. Need extra work, and my upper left teeth need work, and I got antibiotics put into the upper ones because the pockets on them are extra high. Just better inaugurating, and then there's 90 days for me to try and do better and worse when they come next time. It's dizzying and uncomfortable and weird, but my teeth come out in better shape than they went in, that's for sure. So that's good. So tomorrow I go into a workplace. I haven't been there in many months. My fellow tech writer, because his partner has all sorts of fragile medical conditions, managed to get out of having to come in person. And I suppose I could have done that, but I just didn't want to. I got hired full time, and even if I'm not perfect, not all the time. I'm trying more than less. And like one of the ways you get to work better with people is by working with them in person. So I'm just I'm gonna get myself there. I'm gonna get a COVID test done like first thing. And I'm gonna meet with one of my colleagues to go through stuff, and then
in the afternoon is a long planning meeting, and then on that's Wednesday, and then Thursday I do my taking a course, a biobuilder course in biology for 5 straight mornings, and the afternoon will be actually more planning and stuff. And then work in the afternoon. So class is on Monday and Tuesday morning. That's 5 mornings of class starting maybe it's Thursday, Friday, maybe it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for that class. I don't know. But I do know it'll be a lot of traveling back and forth and a lot of people in person, and I really haven't been to the workplace in like a year. I mean, I could have theoretically done it, but I just didn't. So I go in, see people face to face, even with a mask on, and just full time there. This is the thing you do when you're full time. You're better at some days and worse at others. I'll say for certain. There's some days I don't do as well, and there's some days I really hit it. I didn't eat today. Has someone's teeth on the day you go to a dentist. Even if you brush, you still got good. But I'm going to do better. I was writing bags of news long and hard last night, and I realized as I later last night, this morning, I actually skipped over a critical part of the story, so I'm going to have to cross off some stuff. I was going to finish this double issue, prelude to the triple issue, and the stuff I missed when I add that in is going to take care of that nicely. So that would be the end of the double issue. I just have to fill in the missing piece rather than the stuff that I wrote in the wrong place. Then the triple issue. I can't imagine the scope of it. I don't really know the scope of it, but I do know that it will be the final one. That's good. XXX week, which is number 33, I believe. It didn't contain any voice journal at all. Interestingly, neither classic or new classic or anything else in between. It contained a sound collage from my show, other show, main show, I call it, and then Fish that I was at during June 2000, so it's relevant to the tale I'm telling in that sense that I traveled out to Indiana to see several Fish shows, and I didn't record them, but I decided that I was going to nonetheless put one into the 36X program. And it's just a long show, it's 2.5 hours. So
The last episode was mostly my recording of describing getting out there, a little bit of the show. This one is pretty much all the show, and there's still a little bit left over from the next episode. It's a strange project. I've made it stranger by defending. But, I mean, it's not its own way. It's definitely, it's an additional thing. I think I was just kind of like getting depressed with the fact that I only did this back many years ago. And somehow I wasn't doing it anymore. I was doing the Feature Tale stream, but I wasn't doing this stream. And I thought, why not have two streams? And thus there are two streams. This tape player isn't as good quality as the other one I use. And the recordings are, I think they speed up some. But I have equipment to take care of that. It's an extra step, but it's okay. Hello. Doing alright, how are you? Anyway, I'm just glad that's done. It's the stuff in my mouth I can't eat for half an hour since leaving. But, you know what? Honestly, I'd rather be in the game of having my teeth dealt with, taken care of, than not. Like, if you're not doing this, it's not something anybody's making me do, per se. But then they just fall out, and then, you know, that'd be worse. I mean, it may happen at some point, but it's not going to happen without a fight on my part. Those are helping me out. Hey, bud. Doing alright? How are you? Better to be swinging in the game than not. One later.
X with Commander Q.
36 XUIF Commander Q.
36 XUIF Commander Q. Strange.
And spirit and all right.
Yes, we definitely need to get in there, please. 36X with Commander Q.
On Spirit Plan Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplanradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplanradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
On Spirit Plans Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
On Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Spirit Plants Radio.